live on SEN Track. You're listening to Trot's Life with Jason Bonington.
Welcome back to Trot's Life. You are listening to SEN Tracking. You sound of chasing, pacing and racing. We just spoke with Anthony Butt about Wolf Stride and also Valor Stride going around on Saturday night at Menangle. But we're going to look back now to Saturday night at Tabcorp Park. Melton, final race in the program. Oluwad Bob leads and wins, and the crowd is going berserk. Laurie Young, who trains the horses, on the line right now. How are you, Laurie?
Pretty good.
I think that you know the story might be known by the hardcore zealots now, but let the listeners know who some of these nutcases you brought down with you were, because they were going nuts over gutso on the side of the track.
Yeah, well, at GrainCorp where I work at Matar, they said about a week ago Oluwad Bob could run a place at Ballarat and anyway, end up winning. That they'd bring a busload down, 25-seater bus down. A lot of them had never been to Melton before, and yeah, they got there early there for tea at 7 o'clock, and by 10 to 11, they were, you know, pretty excited. And when the horse went all right, yeah, they were very excited.
Were you feeling a bit of pressure with all of them coming down? I mean, he was definitely in the market and a huge chance, but were you thinking, I don't want to let all these blokes down if they're going to come all the way to Melton?
Well, you get that sometimes, but anyway, that's part of the caper. But anyway, no, Aaron drove him well, and yeah, although he's getting a few cheers, even go around the parade, you know, doing a few laps and warm-up laps and all that. So anyway, it's all good.
Well, I tipped him on top, Laurie, so you must have been very confident going in, knowing a judge of my expertise tipped him on top. But in all seriousness, were you confident going into the race?
He drew five, and I thought, oh, well, it could be the worry, but now he flew out, so that got rid of that theory.
Well, give us a little bit of a background into, you've got quite a unique training method, and Nikita Ross was telling me, who was on track on the night, a little bit about what you do, but how do you go about training this horse?
I just put him on a jogger mainly, and I'll say, like tomorrow, I'll put him in the car, and yeah, basically, just a bit of a juggling act around work. Sometimes I start early at 6 or 7, I'll put him on the jogger then, and other days I might have to get him on the jogger about 4 o'clock. So, well, I think some people call it interval training, well, that's what he gets. And I put him in a car occasionally, and that's about all he gets.
I heard rumours that he gets out on the road every now and then and just does it that way.
Yeah, that's all he does. He goes up the road about 2.5 miles and comes back, and that's about what we do.
Were you pretty aware from early duels that you had a relatively nice horse and one that, I mean, the gate speed that he showed on Saturday, oh, that's such a big weapon, isn't it? I mean, is that something that a horse has just got to have, or are there little things that you can do to improve that?
Oh, I don't know. He might have just come along with age, but you always show a little bit of gate speed. But, say, a couple of years ago, I qualified him at Ararat, went 217.8, and I was very happy then, but he's gradually improved, and he's got down to about 2.4, but now he's sort of doing a little bit both ends now, so just a mature thing, maturity with age.
Is he just a horse that loves his work? I mean, he's been racing in great form before Saturday night. I mean, that was great to get the big win at Melton, but is he just a horse that is a natural worker who loves going about his business?
No, he's very lazy. he's a very lazy horse, and I got a friend, Gordon Walsh, comes across from Horsham probably a couple of times a week, and we started work two together, and that's might have smarted him a little bit, but otherwise he's just a very lazy horse.
Now, tell me, I've got a funny feeling. I mean, the boys would have been really happy for you and for the horse, but something tells me they had a bet on it as well. Did you have a couple of shekels on, or do you not punt at all?
No, I don't punt at all. The wife wanted a few dollars on him, but no, I don't worry about that. As long as the horse is going all right, I'm happy. And Aaron's been in great form. As you know, driving winners, I think put the camel backwards and he'd still win. I think that's how well he's driving at the moment.
He's flying at the moment. Can't beat me in an arm wrestle, unfortunately, Aaron, but he's flying at the moment. There's no doubt about that. now, just tell us, I reckon, as I say, a number of the boys would have had a little bit, and the excitement of just being there at Melton, not since the Menengate boys, the Lowry boys, have I seen scenes like that. I had great FOMO, fear of missing out, why I wasn't at Melton on Saturday night. They must have planned the next tour. So will it be his next run? Are they already organising when they're going to go and watch All the World Bob again?
Well, I think I might have him in next Saturday night, but I think they burned themselves out. I think they, yesterday at work, there was about six of them that come to work. They're pretty lethargic. I think they burned themselves out, I think.
Right, and at this moment, Laurie, do you start aiming a little bit bigger, or are you just happy go through the grades, get these wins up and just see where he ends up?
You know, you've been around horses long enough to know that he's no world beater, that he's going to have a go, and hopefully he's in Saturday night, and if you're up in grade, and I think you'll probably struggle, to be honest, but you never know.
I'll tell you what I think, because, you know, I tipped it on top last time and it won, so I'll let you know. You can read the form guide, or I'll flick you a text, even, Laurie, and let you know what I think about All the World Bob's chances. Mate, I'll let you get back to work. I know you're at Grain Corp right now, so we very much appreciate you sparing a bit of time. It was a wonderful story, and certainly those boys made it even better with their celebrations, but I think everyone was very happy for you as well. Well done with All the World Bob, mate. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. No, it was all good, and I had all the family there as well, so it was really a great night. So thanks for having me, Jason.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Laurie. There's Laurie Young, who won that last race on Saturday night to the raucous celebrations of the social club that came down on the team from Grain Corp. So well done to everyone. I'm sorry if you ended up with a sore head, but that's what will happen. And I can tell you from a man who's done it more than a few times, that is what will happen if you celebrate too hard. It's time for another break here, Tuesday edition of Trot's Life. When we come back, you might hear the song Diamonds by Rihanna.